天讲到的经文，今天讲到的经文是在哥林多后书第五章十六节到第六章十三节。所以我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人了，虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，就变成新的了。一切都出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们，这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归在他们身上，并且想着和好的道理托付了我们。所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。神使那无罪的替我们成了罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。我们与神同工的，也劝你们不可徒受他的恩典，因为他说，在悦纳的时候我应允了你，在拯救的日子我搭救了你。看哪，现在正是悦纳的时候，现在正是拯救的日子，我们凡事都不叫人有妨碍，免得这职分被人毁谤，反倒在各样事上表明自己是神的用人，就在许多的忍耐、患难、贫乏、困苦、鞭打、境界、扰乱、勤劳、惊醒、不时、连接、知识、恒忍、恩赐、圣灵的感化、无畏的爱心、真实的道理、神的大能、仁义的兵器，在左在右，荣耀、羞辱、恶名、美名，使乎是诱惑人的，却是诚实的；使乎不为人所知的，却是人所共知的；使乎要死，却是活着的；使乎受责罚，却是不至丧命的；使乎忧愁，却是常常快乐的；使乎贫穷，却是叫许多人富足的；使乎一无所有，却是样样都有的。哥林多人啊，我向你们口是张开的，心是宽宏的，你们狭窄，本不在乎我们，是在乎自己心肠狭窄。你们也要照样用宽宏的心报答我，我这话正像对自己的孩子说的。
Today our scripture came from 2 Corinthians chapter 5.Verse 16 to chapter 6, verse 13. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation.That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God.God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As God's fellow workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For he says, In the time of my favor I heard you, and in the day of salvation I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation.We put no stumbling block in anyone's path, so that our ministry will not be discredited. Rather, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, in great endurance, in troubles, hardships, and distresses, in beatings, imprisonments, and riots, in hard work, sleepless nights, and hunger, in purity, understanding, patience, and kindness.In the truthful, in the Holy Spirit, and in sincere love. in truthful speech and in the power of God, with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left, through glory and dishonor, bad report and good report, genuine yet regarded as impostors, known yet regarded as unknown, dying and yet we live on, beaten and yet not killed, sorrowful yet always rejoicing, poor yet making many rich, having nothing yet possessing everything. We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians, and opened wide our hearts to you. We are not withholding our affection from you, but you are withholding yours from us. As a fair exchange, I speak as to my children. Open wide your hearts also. Thank you.
Brothers and sisters, peace. Today, the topic of our discussion is to not use his blessings in vain.
什么叫徒受呢?
What does it mean for it to be in vain?
徒受之前你先得受了, 对吧?
For before you waste something, first you must receive it, right?
对, 所以我们先要想一想我们受了没有,
so, first we must wonder if we've received it.
然后再想想是不是徒受了,
and then wonder if it is in vain.
好, 我们, 看看今天的经文,
so let us look at our scripture today.
刚才姊妹们为我们读了，所以在哥林多后书五章十六节，
So earlier we have just had the Bible reading in 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
保罗说，所以从今以后我们不凭着外貌认人了。
Paul writes, so from now on we regard no one from a worldly point of view.
所以他这里讲到所以的时候，前面是有个因为的。So
when he says so, therefore it must have something before that.
那 在这之前呢，他讲到的是这些人已经听见救恩了，哥林多教会的人已经接受了神的恩典了。
So he writes that earlier on the Corinthian church has already received salvation.
好，他说这些人呢，从今以后应该是新造的人了。
And so from now on we should be new people.
他说旧事都过了，都成新的了。
So the past is gone and has become new.
那什么叫旧事过了都成新的了呢?
Now what does that mean?
他说原来呢我们是凭着外貌看人的。
And he says that before we used to look at people from a worldly point of view.
我们甚至凭着外貌来看过基督。
Even using a worldly point of view to look at Christ.
但我们凭着外貌看基督的时候，我们觉得圣经上说他没有加行美容。
But when we look at him from this point of view, we cannot see that he is beautiful, as the scripture says.
他不过是个贫穷的拿撒勒人。
It seems as if he is only a poor Nazarethian.
但是而且他是被钉在十字架上受死的。Furthermore,
he died on the cross.
但是当我们开始用属灵的眼睛认识他的时候。But
when we come to know him through spiritual eyes,
那我们发现原来他是上帝的儿子。Then
we realize he is the Son of God.
不但如此，他用他复活的大能来告诉我们，来让我们知道他是上帝的儿子。Not
only so, but through the power of God, we can come to understand that he is God's Son.
所以从那个时候起，我们不再用外表来判断人，而是用属灵的眼光来判断人了。And
from then on, we do not look at people from a worldly point of view, but from a spiritual point of view.
那我们想想，我们今天是不是这样新造的人？Now
we should think today: are we this kind of new person?
当我们看见一个人的时候，我们是我不知道大家有没有过这样的经验哈。
So I don't know if everyone has had this kind of experience when you look at somebody.
尤其在中国的时候，当我们一见面握手的时候，有人就会问你，您是在哪里高就啊？就是您做什么工作啊？
Especially in China, when you shake someone's hand and people ask you what you do for a living.
其实他并不是关心你生活的好不好。
They don't really care about your quality of life.
他只是关心你，你做的是什么工作，这样我好用什么态度来对你。
They just want to know, what sort of attitude they should use towards you by understanding your position.
如果你是个大老板呢，如果你很有钱呢，我觉得有必要跟你交往，所以我用一种态度来对你。
If you're a big boss or a CEO, they might treat you with a certain attitude.
如果你只是一个清洁工啊，我觉得你很低啊，我就用另外一种态度来对待你。
Maybe if you're just a labor worker or a tradie, they might use a different attitude to treat you.
所以这是人，他要用外表来判断人。
So this is how, people judge each other with a worldly point of view.
我们今天是不是也用这一个来判断人？
Do we also use such a standard?
当我们知道这个人在世界都认可了他很成功的。
When we know that the world has judged someone as successful,
我们的心里是用一种眼光来看他。
Do we see them in a certain light?
我们看到这个人又年纪大了，身体有病了，就好像对我们来讲好像没有什么利用价值了。
If we see that someone is maybe old and sick or not very meaningful to us,
我们用另外一种眼光来看。
We look at them with a different attitude.
尤其我看到我们华人的有一些子女哈。
Especially amongst our Chinese sisters.
华人的一些孩子们。
Children.
我看到我们华人的老人呢，当然我们这里面有很多的观点是需要归正的哈。
So there are many attitudes that need to be corrected.
那么我看到我们华人的老人，很多人真的是尽心竭力的帮助我们的孩子们的。
When I look at our Chinese elders, I see that they are really genuinely trying to help the younger generation.
他们把自己的孩子养大了，又要把自己的孙子带大。
They raise their children to raise their children from after them.
有的时候当子女对他们态度不好的时候，就简直是没有办法接受。
Sometimes it is almost unacceptable for their younger generations to treat them badly.
当老人们不断的努力想要证明，你看我在你生命里还有点价值，你应该尊重我的时候。
When the elders work so hard to try and earn the respect of the younger generation.
这个是非常非常sad, 非常难过的事情。
This is a very sad situation.
所以我们是不是还用这样的眼光来判断，然后来决定我们对人的态度？
So do we also use this worldly viewpoint to look to judge people?
所以今天我们对待人是这样，我们对待事情是如何呢？
And so if we use this sort of viewpoint to judge people, how do we judge situations?
有的时候我们遇见困难了。
Sometimes when we come to difficulties,
是不是我们跟世人一样，我们也忧愁，然后成了一个忧郁症？
Do we also become depressed like the worldly people?
我们也不断的发怒。
We become frustrated.
然后我们不断的绝望。
And we become depressed.
甚至想到我还不如死了算了。
Even to think that death might be a solution.
这是世界的角度在看待。事情。
This is the way the world looks at things.
所以今天我们是新造的人吗？
And today are we new people?
我们已经接受了什么？
What have we received?
然后我们应该用什么样的角度来看？
And what sort of viewpoint should we use to look at things?
所以在圣经里，告诉我们，他说，你们在基督里的人已经是新造的人了。
And so the scripture says those that are in Christ are new people.
旧事已经过去了。
The old world is gone.
所以你们旧有的那些观点，那些看人看事的方法已经需要被废弃掉了。
And so those old viewpoints and attitudes need to be discarded.
今天我们是新造的人，一切都成为新的了。
Today we are new people, everything must be completely new.
所以我们开始知道我尊重他，并不因为他外表是如何好，而因为他是神造的人。
And so we know that we respect people not because of their appearance, but because they are made by God.
我们孝敬老人是因为神让我们要孝敬老人。
We respect our elders because God told us to.
这是我们应该的。
It is something we should do.
而并不因为老人能够为我们做些什么。
Not because that they can do anything for us.
我们认真的教导子女，并不是想在子女身上得到什么荣耀。
We teach our younger generation not because they can receive glory.
我们是想把他带到上帝的面前来。
But we want to bring them before God.
使他也成为一个新造的人。
So they can also be new people.
所以我们开始用不同的观点，不同的角度去看人看事，去思考问题。
And we can look at the world and situations with a new viewpoint, new attitude.
我们怎么样变成了这个新造的人呢？
How do we become this new person?
在这里讲哈，他说，这一切都是出于神。
So it is written that everything comes from God.
所以这一切不出于我们。
It's not comes from us.
不管你是多么好还是多么不好。
It doesn't matter whether how good or how not good you are.
这些东西不是你赚来的。
It's not something that you can earn.
这是上帝因着他自己的慈爱要赏给你的。
It's something that God will give you through His love.
所以他说，他借着基督使我们与他和好。
And He said that it is we are reconciled to Him through Christ.
大家想想什么叫和好？
What does reconciling mean?
如果我们本来就很好，还用和好吗？
If we were good in the first place, would that be necessary?
和好的原因是因为咱们不好，对不对？
We need to reconcile because we failed before.
因为我们吵架了，所以我们现在需要和好，对吗？
Because we had a fight or an argument, so we need to reconcile.
那原来我们是敌人，是敌对的，现在我们要和好。
So we used to be enemies, but now we reconcile.
所以大家想想，上帝为什么要我们与他和好？
So let us consider, why does God require us to be reconciled?
这不是从我们来的，他说一切是出于上帝的。
It didn't come from us, it is from God.
在圣经罗马书上告诉我们啊。
In the book of Romans it says,
他说神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人的心里边。
It says that God's things are displayed to us in our hearts.
因为神已经给他显明了。
Because God has revealed them to us.
说我们虽然眼睛看不见上帝，但借着所造之物，上帝就给我们显明了。
It is written that even though we cannot see God, we can understand Him through His creation.
所以上帝的存在是不用证明的。
So God's presence does not need to be proved.
你的心里是知道的。
You know in your heart.
是无可推诿的。
It cannot be denied.
所以你如果说没有上帝，这个你需要证明。
And so if you say there is no God, then you need to prove that.
所以圣经从来不证明上帝的存在。
And so the scripture never attempts to prove God's existence.
因为上帝说我造你的时候，我就在你心里放下了，你应该知道有上帝的存在。
Because God said, when I created you, you should know that I'm the one who created you.
我们给小孩子们讲一个事情。
Sometimes we say something to our children.
如果你在海边捡一些贝壳沙粒。
If you find some shells in the beach,
如果你忽然间发现了一个戒指或者耳环或者手表
if you find a ring or a watch,
你不会想那个是海里自然生成的
You will not think it was created naturally in the ocean.
当你发现这个的时候，你就知道是人丢在这里的
If you find such a thing, you will know that somebody dropped it.
因为那里边有人的智慧设计在里边
Because there is humanity's creation in there.
作为人来讲，你这么复杂的系统，无论是生理系统还是心理系统
，As a person, the biology of your life,
这么复杂
，is so complicated.
然后你能够想象说它是自然的进化来的
，And then you can try and imagine that it was created naturally by accident.
这一点你需要证明。
You need to try and prove that.
如果你不证明这个而去相信的话，那叫自欺。
If you believe it without proving it, then you are fooling yourself.
而上帝告诉你，你是我设计的，我造的，造成这个样子的。
Whereas God says that I made you, I created you this way.
不但神把他存在这件事放在我们心里边。
The fact that God exists, not only is it placed in our hearts.
而且他把两件事放在我们心里面。
But there are two other things that are placed in our hearts.
他说，你知道我的永能和神性。
He said, you will know my eternity and my divinity.
所以整个宇宙的规律周而复始，你知道我有这种永恒的能力。
And so through all the laws of the universe, you shall know that I am eternally powerful.
另外，你要知道我的神性，就是神的性情。
Also, you must know my divinity.
因为你里面有个良心，你的那个性情是根据神的性情造的。
Because you have a conscience, and your conscience was made in my image.
所以在我们中国人里有一句话哈。
So sometimes we have a saying.
说天网恢恢，疏而不漏。就说有一个there is a like heavenly net.
So there is a heavenly net.
Yeah, 他说疏而不漏，虽然很看上去很疏松，但是却不会漏掉。
So it seems very loose, but there is nothing missing there.
为什么我们会知道有一个这样的？规则在里边。
Why would we know that there is such universal law?
当你做坏事的时候，你知道有一天你不会被漏掉的。
When you do something wrong, you know that it will come to light one day.
因为你心里确确实实的知道，神说我把我的神性告诉你了。
Because in your heart, you know God has put a conscience in you.
你知道这个坏事，即便人没有看见，有一天你是无法逃脱的。
You know that this evil, even if nobody, even though people saw it, God will see it.
所以你心里明明地知道上帝是一位审判者。
In your heart, you know that God is a just God.
所以上帝在圣经上说，说神的愤怒从天上显明出来。
And the scripture says God's wrath will be shown on the world.
为什么？因为我们都违背他。
Why? It is because we all rebel against him.
而且我们不但违背他，我们是故意的违背他。
And we purposely rebel against him.
我们知道什么是好，但我们故意的不去做。
We know what is right, but we purposely refuse to do.
尤其是我们知道有这样一位上帝，然后我们故意的想要证明他不存在。
Especially if we know that there is a God, but we try to prove there is no God.
所以神的愤怒在那里。
And so God's wrath is there.
在这里说，在基督里神要与我们和好。
So it is written here that in Christ, God wants to reconcile with us.
弟兄姊妹们，你们知道这是多么宝贵的事情啊！
Brothers and sisters, this is such a valuable thing.
当那一天，你知道我们要面对审判的时候，我们每一个人无法逃脱。
On the day when we face judgment, not a single person can escape it.
但是在上帝的心意里，他说，我其实是想要跟你和好的。
But God's heart desires a reconciliation with us.
所以他设了耶稣基督作为我们的挽回祭。
And so he set Christ as our sacrifice.
耶稣基督是谁？
Who is Christ?
昨天我跟一个弟兄在谈话的时候，我们中国来的一个弟兄哈。
Yesterday I was discussing this question with a brother of mine from China.
他说他绝对相信有神。
He said he definitely believes there is a God.
而且这位神随时随刻无处不在。
And this God is omnipresent.
当我谈到耶稣的时候，
When we discussed Christ,
他说耶稣好像就是那一个钉在曾经死在十字架上的。
He said, Christ seems to be some guy who apparently got crucified.
所以我们尤其我们华人，我们认识有神不是太难。
And so, especially for us Chinese people, it's not difficult to understand there is God.
我们认识耶稣基督却是一件不容易的事情。
But to understand who Christ is very difficult.
所以我们要知道一件事，在圣经上告诉我们，耶稣他说他万物都是借着他造的。
And so we must know that in the scripture it says all things were created through God, through Christ.
所以耶稣在创造的时候他就在那里。
And so during creation, Christ was there.
然后他说万物也是为了他造的。
And it's written that the creation was created for Christ.
所以我们被造的目的是他。
So our purpose is for Christ.
并且圣经上说，他今天还用他全能的命令托住万有。
Furthermore, it says that Christ carries the universe with his will.
所以今天在管理整个的宇宙的过程中，也是耶稣基督在那里做的。
And so today, when in looking after the laws of the universe, Christ is there also.
所以他是这样一位的上帝。
And he is such a God.
然后他竟然愿意成为人的样子。
But he was willing to become a person.
因为我们是为了他造的。
Because we were created for him.
我们跟他之间有着深厚的感情。
We have a relationship with him.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
所以他愿意成为人的样子。
And so he's willing to become a person.
他用人的身体来向我们传达上帝的信息。
As a human being, he passed on God's message to us.
然后他用他自己的一生来向我们见证什么样才是一个信靠神的一生。
And his own life was a testimony to us on how we should follow God.
最终他死在十字架上。
And finally, he was crucified on the cross.
他死在十字架上是为什么？
Why did he do this?
他为了让我们能跟上帝和好。
So that we can be reconciled to God.
所以他在十字架上他说，父啊，赦免他们。
And so on the cross he said, God, forgive them.
他们所做的他们不知道。
They don't know what they're doing.
我们不知道我们做了什么样的事得罪上帝。
We don't know how we have sinned against God.
我们不知道我们把上帝得罪到一个什么程度。
We don't know how badly we sinned against him.
我们不知道我们将来要面对的审判是多么的严厉。
We don't know how badly we will face punishment one day.
我们不知道将来到那个时候我们是没有办法逃脱的。
We don't know how badly when that day comes we cannot escape from it.
所以基督说他们还不知道。
And so Christ says they don't know.
但是他已经心甘情愿的愿意为我们死。
But yet Christ was willing to die for us.
所以他说，父啊，赦免他们。
And so he said, Lord, forgive them.
他们的罪归在我身上。
Put their sins upon me.
他们罪的恶果我来承担。
I will bear their punishment.
求你赦免他们。
May you forgive them.
所以这是从这一位造天地的主他的心灵里所为我们发出的祈求。
And so this was the true wish of the one who created the world.
所以上帝说让我们在基督里跟他和好。
And so God said, in Christ, we should be reconciled to them.
所以我们这些故意不认识他的人。
So for us who rebelled against God,
我们故意想要证明他不存在的人。
Who tried to prove his, that he doesn't exist.
我们这些故意不听他的话，违背他的心意的人。
For us who willfully rebelled against God.
神说在基督里边你的罪过犯被赦免了。
It says here that your sin will be forgiven in Christ.
但是有一条啊。
But there is one thing.
你需要接受啊。
You must accept it.
所以我们说不能够徒受他的恩典。
And so it says his blessings must not be in vain.
我说徒受之前先要受。
Well, before that, first you must receive it.
所以今天这个恩典是给普世的人的，每一个人的。
And so today this blessing is upon all people.
在这里保罗说，我们这些基督徒不但受了恩典，而且我们得到了一个职分。
And here Paul writes that not only did we receive blessing, but we also have a command.
我们要把神的恩典的福音要传给万邦。
We must take the message of the blessing and send it throughout the world.
所以我们知道在罗马书里保罗说你无论是什么人你都需要福音。
And so in the book of Romans, no matter who you are, it's written that you need the gospel.
不管你是聪明人还是愚拙的人。
No matter if you're wise or foolish.
不管你是文化很高的人还是你是野蛮民族的人。
Doesn't matter if you're cultured or a barbarian or whoever.
不管你是什么人，你都需要这个福音。
No matter who you are, you need the gospel.
不管你是什么人，你要知道一点，你是无法承受上帝的愤怒在你身上的。
No matter who you are, you must know that God's wrath is upon you.
你只有一条路可以走。
There's only one path for you.
因着耶稣基督的缘故，祈求神的赦免。
Is to ask for God's forgiveness through Christ.
所以在六章第二节的时候。
In chapter 6 it's written.
他说因为他说这个他指的是上帝。
It says, for he says, and that he is God.
他说在悦纳的时候我应允了你。
In the time of my favor, I heard you.
在拯救的日子我搭救了你。
And in the day of salvation, I helped you.
他说看哪、现在正是悦纳的时候。
It says, I tell you, now is the time of God's favor.
现在正是拯救的时候。
Now is the day of salvation.
所以什么时候才是你应该接受基督接受这样恩典的时候呢
When is the time for you to receive Christ?
现在
Now
我举一个例子哈
Just raise an example quickly
我们看到在shopping center 里有卖那个彩票的地方哈
We can see that they sell tickets in the shopping center
Tass Lotto
Gambling tickets
Gambling tickets Okay
Tass Lotto tickets
卖彩票的地方你看那些人啊在那里填啊然后花钱在那里买
You see all the people busily buying those Tass Lotto tickets
我问问你如果今天告诉他中奖了他会不会说我俩月以后再领
I ask you if you told someone that they win today would they not buy the ticket
如果告诉你你中奖了我估计今晚上 不能睡觉了
If I told you you will win I bet you won't sleep tonight
明天一大早起来就去什么时候开门我什么时候把钱先领回来
Tomorrow morning you will go straight away to pick up your prize
为什么呢
Why is this so?
因为你觉得这个东西对你很重要、
Because you think this is important to you
如果医生今天告诉你得了某种病
If a doctor told you today that you're sick
你得糖尿病了
You have diabetes.
你今天就得开始节食，开始减肥。
You have to start your treatment today.
我告诉你，你回家你就会变。
As soon as you go home, you will change.
为什么呢？因为你知道这个再不变不行了。
Why? Because you know it is too late, almost too late for you to change.
我听到过一个故事哈。
I once heard a story.
原来在我就是我在Cranbourne的时候，跟我们关系很好的一个，也是从北京来的一个老人家。
A friend of mine from when I used to live in Cranbourne.
他个子很高，年轻时候打篮球的。
A very tall, former basketball player.
但是他就是抽烟抽得很厉害。
But he was a heavy smoker.
然后有一次他去看病的时候。
One day when he went to the hospital.
当然他在部队上面那个时候哈。
He was.
他在阿美里面，在部队里面。
He was in the army at the time.
Yeah. 他去看那个时候我们叫卫生所哈，我不知道，就是 clinic 了。
Yeah,
他去看医生、yeah. 然后呢这个小护士就很有意思小护士说你得肺癌了
And the nurse told him you have lung cancer
哇他回去就把烟戒了、
he quit smoking straight away
经过一个月
One month later
人也瘦了烟也戒了
He lost weight and he quit smoking.
然后一个月以后回去再检查。
One month later, he went back to the clinic.
他也不咳嗽了，一切都好了。
And he's not coughing anymore. He's much better.
然后他问人家医生，他说我那个癌症怎么样了
？And he asked the doctor, "What about my cancer?"
医生说你没有癌症啊。
The doctor said, "What are you talking about?"
然后他出来就问那个护士。
And then he went and asked the nurse.
那个护士就笑，他说我就是想让你戒烟呢。
And the nurse laughed and she said, "I just wanted you to quit."
结果你猜他怎么样了？
Well, why don't you guess what happens next?
回去他又开始抽了。
And he gets back to smoking.
所以他不是不能戒，他是没有那个动力。
So it's not that he doesn't want to quit, it's just that he doesn't have motivation.
说戒烟那么难。
Oh, it's so hard to quit.
但是一旦他知道这个要命了，他马上就不一样了。
But once he knew that it was a problem of his life, he quit immediately.
所以为什么你不马上接受一个建议呢？
So why is it that you can't suddenly accept something?
我想他的太太一直在跟他说戒烟吧，戒烟吧，别抽了。
I believe his wife constantly told him to quit, stop smoking, but he never listened to her.
那是过几年再说。
Maybe next year.
对，为什么呢
？Why is this so?
因为不重要。
Because it's not important.
所以在我看到有一些朋友们讲，我过几年再信福音。
And so when I hear some people say, I'll listen to the salvation, maybe later.
我等我工作忙过这一阵儿，我再听。
Maybe when I get through this busy period, I'll listen.
等我家庭的事都解决了，我再听。
Maybe when I fix my family issues, I'll listen.
只能证明一点，就是你还不知道什么是福音。
This proves that you don't understand what salvation means.
因为这个东西跟你所面对的环境是没有任何的可比较性的。
Because there is no comparison of how important this is.
所以有一个朋友问我，说有一个人来跟随主耶稣的时候，他说我先回家埋葬了我的父亲，再来跟随你。
And so once a friend asked me, where in the scripture a person comes to Christ and says, first I will bury my father, then I'll follow you.
那为什么主耶稣不让他回去？
Why did Christ not let him do so?
为什么主耶稣说你让死人埋葬你，死人你要跟随我？
Why did Jesus say, let the dead bury themselves, you follow me?
这不是不近情理吗？
Isn't this not right?
我说你，他的问题跟主耶稣想要告诉他的事情，他完全不在一个层面上。
I said that the issue here is on a different level from what Christ is trying to say.
跟随基督跟埋葬你父亲，它是完全没有关系的一件事情。
Following Christ and burying your father are completely different things.
你跟随了基督，说不定基督明天让你爸爸复活了。
If you follow Christ, you might not maybe he will raise your father the next day.
有多少人跑到这来求耶稣？耶稣，我女儿死了，耶稣去把她女儿复活了。
How many people came to Christ and Christ healed their children?
所以你说因为这个我就不能去认识神了。
If you said because of this I cannot follow you.
我跟你讲，你任何你的生命里边的事情、人、环境，都跟你认识耶稣没有关系。
I tell you that everything in your life has nothing to do with whether or not you can follow Christ.
当你认识耶稣的时候，你才看得明白这些事情。
Only when you follow Christ can you understand these things.
当你认识了耶稣的时候，你才明白什么叫生，什么叫死。
After you follow Christ, you understand what is living and what is dying.
当你认识耶稣的时候，你才明白你忙的到底是什么。
When you follow Christ, you understand why are you so busy? What are you so busy for?
当你认识耶稣的时候，你才看明白你的家庭矛盾的关键在哪里。
Once you follow Christ, you understand what's the problem with all your family issues.
所以任何这一些东西不是你不信神不能够接受福音的一个理由。
And so none of these things are excuses for you to not follow Christ.
所以今天上帝在这里讲，他说在拯救的日子，在悦纳的时候，我应允了你。
So today it is we read in the scripture that says, on that day I will help you.
他说在拯救的日子我搭救了你。
On the day of salvation I heard you.
他说现在就是这个时候。
And now is that time.
我自己给大家讲过我的见证。
I've told people of my own testimony.
我头一天晚上还在我自己的店里边数钱呢。
On the night before, I was counting money in my shop.
我第二天就因为脑溢血进医院了。
The day before that, I had suffered from a mental trauma.
躺在医院的时候，我知道人生太无常了。
When I was in the hospital, I knew how fragile my life was.
那时候我才40岁啊。
At that time, I was 40 years old.
我怎么能够想到在这个时候就会有这样的情况出现
？How could I know that something like this would happen?
所以上帝说今天就是那个日子的时候，你不要浪费掉这个日子。
And so when God says today is that day, do not waste today.
因为你不知道还有没有明天。
Because you don't know if there will be a tomorrow.
多少刚才听姊妹讲父亲在国内住院。
How often have I heard that people say their parents are in hospital in China.
当我们看见亲人就这样一下子住到医院里面去。
When we see our relatives suddenly become hospitalized.
当我们看见一个活生生的年轻人怎么突然间就被宣布是癌症晚期了。
When we see a young healthy person suddenly receive notice that they have cancer.
神要告诉你一件事情。
God will tell you something.
生命是不把握在你手中的。
That your life is not in your hands.
但是有一点在你的手中。
But there is only one thing in your hands.
就是今天现在还在你的手中。
It's today, right now.
所以上帝说现在是这个拯救的时候
And so God says now is the time of salvation
现在就是悦纳你的时候
Now is the day of time of reconciliation
他说现在福音的大门在向你敞开着
Now is the gospel that is speaking to you
你终于可以跟这一位上帝和好了
You have the opportunity to be reconciled to God
我不知道如果你在生命中有一个非常强大的敌人你会不会害怕
I don't know if you had a fierce enemy would you be afraid?
我知道前些日子在讲到恐怖的事件。
Earlier we had the terrorism scares.
我们看见那个周围的邻居如果是伊斯兰那个穆斯林人的时候，我们开始害怕。
We become scared of our neighbors who may be Islam or Muslims.
我们看见一个人在路上走的时候有点奇奇怪怪的，我们开始害怕，不要跑到我们家里来。
If we see someone a bit weird on the street, maybe we'll be afraid.
为什么？因为你害怕他会伤害你。
Because you are afraid for your own safety.
如果这个敌人极其强大，如果现在被 ISIS 统治了这个地方
，Suppose ISIS would take over Australia. They are very powerful.
你关起门来不敢出来了。
You would lock your doors and hide behind them.
为什么你害怕
？Because you are afraid.
我现在问你，你如果有上帝这样的敌人的时候，你怕吗
？I ask you, if God was your enemy, would you be afraid?
还能睡觉
？Would you go to sleep?
你知道他随时都可能出现。
You know that God is everywhere.
而且随时他可以按照公义审判你，你根本没有还口的余地。
And he can judge you justly at any time.
所以，上帝啊，他说，当我们违背他的时候，他跟我们是仇敌啊。
And God said, when we rebelled against him, he was our enemy.
其实我们现在唯一的，我们内心还能够生活在这个世界上的一点安慰是什么呢？
Today, the only thing that allows us to continue to survive in the world.
幸好上帝不是恐怖主义者。
Is that God is not a terrorist?
幸好上帝还有他的恩慈怜悯。
Thankfully, God is merciful.
现在我不信他的时候，他还让阳光也照我。
Even though we don't believe him, he still shines.
所以上帝说，我现在让阳光照好人也照歹人。
And God says the rain will fall upon the righteous and unrighteous.
所以我虽然还不认识他，我今天还接受他的阳光。
Even though I don't know him, I still receive his sunlight.
我今天还能健康的活着。
I can still live healthily.
不是你自己的功劳。
It's not because of your own hard work.
是上帝允许的，他在满探你的身体。
But that God is merciful.
所以他给你留足了时间，说你要回来，我愿意与你和好。
And God gives you the opportunity to be reconciled to Him.
所以当上帝发出这样的邀请的时候
，And so when God gives you this invitation,
弟兄姊妹们，我们的朋友们。
Brothers and sisters and our friends.
我们不要像主耶稣讲的那个比喻里边的人。
Let's not be like the guy in the parable.
当上帝发出这样的邀请，说你到我家里来，我们一起吃饭，我要与你和好。
When God gives you the invitation to come and eat with me and be my friend.
你说 no， 不，我还刚买了一个生意。
And you say, oh no, I just bought a business.
我刚找了一个新的工作。
I just got a new job.
我刚换了一个新的学校。
I just enrolled in a new school.
我现在要考试。
I have exams.
你用这种理由来拒绝上帝的话，将来你怎么陶醉呀？
If you use these excuses to rebel against God, how will you escape from your punishments?
所以上帝说，这么大的救恩，如果我们忽略了，我们怎么陶醉呀？
And so it says, if you have wasted this salvation, how will you escape your punishments?
所以在这里，上帝神仙说，今天现在就是那一个拯救悦纳你的时候。
And it is written here, today is the day of salvation.
所以要趁着这一个恩典在的时候，要接受它。
So while the opportunity is here, you must take it.
求神来帮助我们的心能够明白。
We pray that God can help us to understand.
我不是鼓励大家第一次来没听过的就来迷信。
I'm not saying that you should, our new followers should become confused.
我鼓励大家，你今天既然坐在这里听了，如果你不明白，你来找我们谈。
I recommend that anyone who doesn't understand try to look for explanations.
你来花时间在圣经上面。
Spend time studying the Bible.
我说你花这个时间，你一生绝不会后悔。
I tell you that if you spend this time, you will not regret it.
所以这里讲上帝设立了他的使徒，他的用仆人来把这个福音要讲解的清楚。
So it is written that God sent his servants to explain his gospel.
上帝把这样和好的道理托付给了我们，要把它讲清楚。
That his message is given to us so that we can explain it properly.
所以我们被设设立是为了这一个原因设立的。
So we are set up for this reason.
所以如果你不明白，我鼓励你来找我们谈，我鼓励你来读圣经。
If you don't understand, I encourage you to come to us for help and to study the Bible.
但是不要忘了，其实只有今天和现在在你的手中。
But don't forget that only today is in your hands.
愿你现在和今天，你就能够决定，我想要明白。
Make the most of your time today and decide that you want to know.
如果你已经明白了的话，就愿你今天能够决定，我愿意接受。
If you already understand, then I hope you can decide today you will receive it.
相信我，你是，没有办法承担那一个拒绝上帝之后的后果的。
Believe me that you cannot take the consequences of rejecting God.
好，下面，在这里保罗讲，他说你受了恩典了吗？这是基督徒。
Further, it is written, if have you received the blessing?
当你受了恩典，你成为基督徒的时候，上帝说你不可徒受他的恩典。
When you have received the blessing, it writes that you shall not use it in vain.
我们说恩典不是白白的给的吗？
We say, isn't the blessing given to us freely?
既然白白的给，我就白白的拿了。
If it's freely given to us, then I'll just freely accept it.
我都白白的拿了，你怎么还说徒受呢？
Since it's given to me freely, how can it be wasted?
神的恩典是白白的给你的。
Yes, it is true that the blessing is given to you freely.
但是神的恩典带出了一个目的。
However, there is a purpose behind this.
就是说你不能受了这个恩典而达不到那个目的。
That is to say you can't receive the blessing and not fulfill the purpose.
就像医生给你开药。
Just like if a doctor was to prescribe medicine.
澳洲的医疗制度非常好。
The medical support in Australia is pretty good.
如果你有这个 healthcare 卡，你有 pension 卡，那么你拿药是非常便宜的。
It is quite convenient for you to take medicine if you have healthcare.
但是当你拿药了以后，你不是把它拿回家了，就说，哎呀，你看澳洲社会福利真好，才几块钱我就拿了瓶药回家。
However, the point of the medicine is not for you to take it home and be thankful for the medicine.
And 然后你就永远都不用吃它。
And you don't have to eat it.
那达不到果效。
Well, then there's no point.
你的病没被治好。
Your illness is not treated.
你说我这不是白白的都拿来了，我怎么没治好呢？
He said, I've received the medicine. Why aren't I better?
那你没吃啊。
Well, you haven't taken it.
你不吃怎么能好呢？
How will you get better if you don't take your medicine?
所以神说你的我的恩典给你了，你领受了，很好啊。
And so it's written that you've received your blessing, that is good.
但是你不能白白的受了以后达不到果效，没有作用。
But there's no point if it doesn't fulfill its purpose.
上帝的工作是要达到他的作用的。
The work of God is to fulfill his purpose.
所以今天早晨我们在讲服事的一些原则。
And so today we were speaking of some foundations of how to serve.
所以我们说上帝在你身上要达到一个什么样的作用啊？
And so it is written, what purpose does God have for your life?
那主耶稣说来了，他说我来了，我为羊舍命了。
And it says that Christ came to give up his life for his sheep.
那他舍命的目的是什么呢？
What was the purpose of him sacrificing?
他说他要让你得生命。
It said that he wants you to receive life.
不但是得生命。
Not only receive life.
他要得更丰盛的生命。
But to have a fuller life.
所以我们的生命是否进入到丰盛里边去了？
So has our life become fuller?
那下面我们看在哥林多后书的第六章啊。
Later we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
第三节。在这里保罗讲他说我们凡事不叫人有妨碍免得这职分被人毁谤。
Chapter 6 verse 3, we put no stumbling block in anyone's path so that our ministry will not be discredited.
反倒在各样的事情上面表明自己是神的用人。
Rather, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way.
所以这是使徒为我们做的见证。
And so this is the testimony that the disciples had for us.
当他领受了这个恩典的时候
that when they received their blessing,
所以保罗说我就成了一个欠债的人。
And so it is said, Paul writes that he has become a debtor.
他说我现在觉得我欠了所有人的债。
It's as if I owe everybody a debt.
我一定要把福音把 把它能够讲得清楚，把它传扬出去。
I have to spread the gospel to all people.
他说上帝给了我一个职分。
He said this is the purpose that God gave to me.
他把他的道托付给我了。
He gave me his gospel.
所以我成了个欠债的人，我到处要还这个债。
So I have to pay back this debt everywhere.
所以他说我为了这一个，我凡事不叫人有妨碍。
And he said that because of this.
第三节。
Yeah, in verse 3, chapter 3.Put no stumbling block in anyone's path.
对呀、啊，免得原因不是说我不叫人有妨碍，让他们都知道我是好人。
Not so that people can know that I'm a good person.
而是免得这个职分被人家毁谤。
So that our ministry will not be discredited.
然后让在凡事上表明自己是神的用人。
And so that they can be shown as servants of God.
所以我要问一问我们现在的基督徒的弟兄姊妹们。
And so I will ask all of our Christian.
当我们信主了。
When we have become followers of God,
我们接受了这样的恩典。
When we have received His blessing,
与这恩典共同到来的一份使命和责任，你接受了吗？
Have you received your mission and responsibility?
这个使命和责任是你自己必须要丰盛你的生命。
This mission and responsibility will make your life full.
而且神把这个道托付给你的时候，你要把它传扬出去。
And when God has given you the gospel, you must spread it out.
我们记得主耶稣颁布给他的门徒的大使命。
We must remember the great mission that God, that Christ gave to his followers.
他说：“你们去使万民做我的门徒。”
You must go and make the nations my disciples.
我得先是门徒，再使别人做门徒。
First, you must become a disciple, then you make others disciples.
对吧？我不是门徒，我怎么能够取十万名做门徒？
Firstly, if you're not a disciple, you can't make others disciples.
所以这句话是说，你要是门徒，然后你同时有个使命，就是使万民做门徒。
So firstly, you must become a disciple, and then you must make the nations disciples.
Okay, 奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
In the name of the Lord, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, baptize them.
凡主所教导的都要教训他们遵守。
And everything that Christ has taught you, you must teach them.
这不是对教会的传道人说的。
It's not something that was said to the pastors of the church.
所以那天有个姊妹来跟我分享，想要读神学，看一看哪一些课程适合我。
And so the other day, one of our sisters came to discuss subjects for theology school.
所以神学院说这个课程是给平信徒的。
And so the school says such and such subjects are for students, such and such students.
这个课程是给传道人的。
Some subjects are for preachers.
我说，如果上帝不要平信徒的话，怎么办呢？
What would happen if Christ didn't want?
平信徒怎么说？
Normal followers?
Yeah.
Lay people?
Christians? 我认为我是个在教会里聚聚会的信徒就可以了。
Some people say they want to be just a normal Christian.
然后我干干活。
Just do some chores.
我帮助教会干点活服侍我就可以了。
Just do some volunteering and that'll be enough.
其实你是挺可以了。
Well, actually, that is quite good.
但我最 worry 的就是，如果那一天你见到上帝的时候，上帝说我不要这样的人怎么办呢？
What if one day you went to God and God said, I don't want that kind of person?
那该多么遗憾呐！
That would be such a shame.
神的话从来不隐藏。
God's words are never hidden.
当你读神的话的时候，主耶稣说我不是说只要求传道人的。
When you read the scripture, Christ doesn't say, I only want preachers.
他说你要是门徒。
He says, I want disciples.
你必须做门徒。
You must be disciples.
什么叫门徒？我们自己回去看一看主耶稣的教导哈。
To find what is a disciple will study Christ's words.
而且同时你有了这一个使命和责任。
And you have a mission and a responsibility.
这是给每一个基督徒的，需要使万民做主的门徒。
That is for every Christian to be a disciple of Christ.
那你说我现在我没有办法传道，我现在还不成熟，我还不太明白呢。
If you say, well, I don't really understand, I can't preach.
而且我也没有口才。
And I have no preaching skills.
我就有点力量，所以我帮教会干点活就行了。
Well, since I am pretty healthy, I'll just do some chores.
我得说，这不是你选择的。
I must say, it is not for you to choose.
你如果真的相信这位上帝的话，在他的国里边，你的能力大小永远不是个问题。
If you truly believe in God, your own ability is not an issue.
那个问题就是说，你不肯把自己给他。
The issue is whether or not you're willing to give yourself up.
所以，每一个基督徒，我们把神的话拿来放在我们生命中去操练遵守。
And so every Christian should take Christ's words to live out in their lives.
我们成为他的门徒。
We should become his disciples.
我们承担他的使命。
We should take on his mission.
我们是神的用人。
We are Christ's servants.
没有一个人可以逃避这一个责任。
Not a single person can escape this responsibility.
那你说我每个人都需要站在这儿讲道，成为传道人吗？
Well, are you saying that every person should be a preacher?
那个要听你的主的。
Well, that depends on God.
我们是他的佣人。
We are his servants.
如果神说你有这个恩赐，我愿意让你站在这里讲道，你就要放胆忠心地传讲神的道。
If God says that I want you to be a preacher, then you should do that.
如果神说你有这个恩赐，你需要教教会里煮饭，管理饭食。
If God says that you have the blessing to be able to cook and look after food,
你不要忘了，在圣经上记载的那管理饭食的人是被圣灵充满的。
Don't forget that it is written in the scripture those who looked after the food were filled with the Holy Spirit.
神在选管理饭食的人的时候，没有选你会不会做饭。
God didn't choose the ones who were able to make food.
他在选你是否被圣灵充满。
He chose whether or not by you were filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以最长的一篇讲道是斯提凡，是那个管理饭食的人讲出来的。
And so the longest preaching was preached by Stephen, who was looking after the food.
所以管理饭食的人同样是个传道人。
And the stewards were also preachers.
今天我是带小孩子的，你同样是个传道人。
Today, if you look after the children, you're also a preacher.
你要能够把福音的真理给小孩子讲明白了，那你就好了。
If you can explain the gospel to children, then you have done very well.
我今天是只是一个扫地的，你同样应该是个传道人。
If you are if you just sweep the floors, you must also be a preacher.
所以这是我们每一个基督徒的生命里面，我们应该知道神托付我们的责任和使命。
So every follower of Christ must know his mission and his responsibility.
将来神怎么搭配我们做什么样的工作，那个在乎他。
One day, when we discover how we should work together, that is God's decision.
所以站在这儿讲道的不比别人高多少。
And so the preacher here is not better than anyone else.
管理厨房的绝对不低。
The steward of the kitchen is not lower than anyone else.
因为我们都是神的用人。
Because everyone is a servant of God.
所以我们每一个人，保罗在这里讲，他说我们不能够让这个职分来被人家毁谤。
And so here it is written that our ministry will not be discredited.
所以今天我们信主的基督徒，我们受了恩典的基督徒。
And so for all of us Christians who have received God's blessing.
如果你还不知道上帝在你生命里的心意的话，
If you don't know God's will in your life.
我们需要知道，需要悔改。
We must know and we must repent.
你必须是一个传道人。
You must become a preacher.
因为上帝把这样的祝福给了你了，你不可能放在自己生命里不告诉别人。
Because when God has given you such a blessing in your life, you can't hide it from the world.
就像你有了癌症，你吃了一种药治好了以后，你不可能拿在手里不去给别人。
Just as if you had the cure for cancer, you wouldn't hide it from everyone else.
所以我们不能够承认这个身份，不是因为我们的能力。是因为我们害怕。
And so if you reject, this testimony, it's not because of any lack of power, but it's because you're unwilling.
所以求神来帮助我们哈。
And so we pray that God can help us.
所以接下来保罗在讲，他说，我们是神的用人，是怎么表现出来的呢？
And so Paul writes, how should we demonstrate that we are servants of God?
在第四节开始讲哈，他说，我们在许多的忍耐、患难、穷乏、困苦、鞭打、监禁、扰乱这几方面。
So it's written in verse 4、yeah. In great endurance, troubles, hardships, distresses, beatings, imprisonments, etc.
这些都是似乎是外来的患难。
It seems as if these are all outside troubles.
所以神没有答应我们说你信了主以后就万事平安了，一切顺利。
God didn't promise you that once you believe me, you'll be successful and peaceful.
所以我们基督徒一样遇见各样的患难挑战。
And so all Christians will continue to face troubles and hardships.
当你承接神的使命的时候，你可能遇到的患难和挑战更大。
Maybe you will receive even more than you had before.
但是你用什么样的态度来去看它？
But what kind of attitude will you use to face these?
那是我们最刚开始讲到的时候我们讲到的，你开始用属灵的眼光来看它。
And that is how we always spoke of at the beginning, that you use a spiritual viewpoint.
你开始知道一点。
You will see something.
神他说他答应我让万事都互相效力，让这一个爱他的人得益处。
God said that I will be with you the whole way so that you can receive the best.
所以每一个环境都是为了你的好处 而造的。
So every environment that you are in is there for your benefit.
所以每一个患难痛苦的时候我们心里忍耐，但是我们有盼望。
You have to have hope for in every hardship and difficult situation you are in.
因为神一定把我带出去，而且一定让我得好处。
Because God will definitely lead you through it.
所以这是外在的。
And so these are the outside issues.
那下面勤劳、警醒、不时、廉洁、知识、恒忍、恩慈。
Below we read impurity, understanding, patience, kindness, and sincere love.
圣灵的感化、无伪的爱心、真实的道理、神的大能、仁义的兵器在左在右。
In the Holy Spirit, in truthful speech, in the power of God, with weapons of righteousness in the right and left hand.
这是品格。
And these are your personality traits.
一部分也许你 natural, 你自然的里面可能有这个品格。
Some of those might come naturally to you.
比如说你是很勤劳的人。
Suppose you are very hardworking.
这是从你里面可能你自然神就赏给你的。
These may be something that God naturally has given to you.
但是有一些品格也许你本身他没有。
Maybe some you naturally don't possess.
那神的大能大力他要把这样的品格加给你。
Then God's power will bring these to you as well.
所以在这些品格上我们要努力地成为这样的人。
And so we should work hard to become this kind of servant.
不是成为这样的人而使我能够得救。
Not so that you can try and earn your own salvation.
因为你得救不凭着你自己的努力。
Because your salvation is not earned by your own work.
但是我还要是努力成为这样的人，为什么？
But you should still try to work for these things.
因为神让我得丰盛的生命。
Because God wants to give you a fuller life.
而且神托付给我的职分，我不能够因为我自己不好而使人毁谤。
And then because of the responsibility that God has given to you, you shan't waste it.
这是我的动力。
And so this is your motivation.
而且神的大能会帮助你成为这样的人。
And God's great power will help you to become this kind of person.
之后呢就出现了一个吊诡的现象。Paradox.
Yeah, and then we have a paradoxical result.
你就出现了荣耀、羞辱、恶名、美名。
Glory and dishonor, bad report and good report.
好像这些应该不是在一起的。
As if these things are paradoxical.
如果你荣耀，你就不应该是羞辱的。
If you are glorious, then you should not have dishonor.
如果你有美名的话，你就不应该有恶名。
If you have a good report, you should not have a bad report.
那后面说，似乎是诱惑人的，却是诚实的。
It seems as if it's genuine yet regarded as imposters.
它似乎是不为人所知的，又是为水共知的。
Known yet regarded as unknown.
所以这些好像都是对立的，但是又是共存的。
They seem to be paradoxical but coexisting.
这是在基督徒神的仆人的生命上开始产生这一个很奇妙的果效。
These are very, very wonderful things that happen to Christian followers.
为什么？因为你跟世界的观点不一样了。
Because suddenly your viewpoint is different from the world.
所以保罗说，原来我以为荣的，现在我以为耻。
And so Paul says the things I used to count as gains I now count as loss.
我原来以法利赛人为光荣。
I used to think that being a Pharisee was such a good thing.
我以罗马人的身份为光荣。
As a Roman citizen was such a good thing.
现在我说我是基督的奴隶，我很光荣。
Now I count being a slave of Christ as being my glory.
因为能够成为他的佣人，他的奴隶，这是我一生最大的荣耀。
Because being his servant is my greatest glory.
因为我知道他是谁。
Because I know who he is.
所以保罗说他是爱我，为我舍命。
And so Paul says, he is the one who loved me and gave up his life for me.
当我们真知道他是谁的时候，
when we truly understand who he is,
我们开始不在乎世界上的恶名还是辱骂。
We are no longer concerned with the bad reports in the world.
一心寻求从独一之上帝而来的荣耀。
But to have a single-hearted hope for God's glory.
所以你不会为你的生意没有做好而觉得绝望。
And perhaps you will no longer be concerned with a failing business.
你不会为你的家庭关系还在吵架而产生绝望。
you won't be depressed because of a struggling family.
你想着吵架，我一定得吵赢。
You might think, "Oh, I want to win my arguments."
你想着生意，我一定得做得发达了，让人看得起我。
I want to be successful in my business.
你知道你的荣耀不从那里来了。
You come to understand that your glory is not from these things.
所以你开始以忍耐。忍受羞辱为荣。
And you have, endurance in facing these troubles.
为基督的名，你肯忍受羞辱，这样的生命有福了。
The kind of life that is willing to suffer in, for Christ's name is blessed.
为基督的名，你肯忍受贫穷苦难，这样的生命有福了。
If you can endure poverty and shame for Christ's name, you're blessed.
所以你的观念开始变化了。
And so your viewpoint has changed.
然后实实在在的有一些事情开始变化。
And many things truthfully change.
他说，似乎是要死的，却是活着的。
It seems as if you are dying and yet you live on.
在保罗那个时候的环境，他经常被抓到监狱里去，被人打，看上去要死了。
During the time of Paul, he was often beaten and put in jail as if he was dying.
但是他是活的。
But he continued to live.
所以主耶稣说，你信我的时候，今天就出死入生了。
And Christ says, as soon as you believe me, you have eternal life.
所以我们的身体似乎是不断的毁坏，在衰老的。
And so our bodies are constantly dying.
而我们的内心一天心思一天。
And yet our hearts are.
是活泼的生命在那里活着。
And living there fully.
所以他说，似乎是受责罚，却是不至丧命的。
It is written, beaten and not yet killed.
说这个人信主，他还受这样的苦，就是上帝惩罚他。
It is.This person believes in Christ that suffers.
这是世人的眼光在看他。
People think that God might be punishing them.
而他自己知道上帝的管教，他的目的是让我好，不是让我死。
But he will know that God has your best interests at heart.
而当我们领受了这样的管教，我们的生命成熟的时候，成为他美好的见证。
And when you have received these blessings, you are a beautiful testimony to God.
所以说，似乎是忧愁的，是常常快乐的。
And it's written as it seems as if poor, yet rejoicing.
保罗的生命似乎。很多的忧愁。
Paul's life seemed very sorrowful.
主耶稣的生命常经忧患。
Christ's life seemed very painful.
但是他的里面却是常常的快乐。
And yet he was full of joy.
所以有人跟我说，说我看见你们做传道人的，我都害怕。
Some people say they are afraid of you pastor.
因为我看你简直太忙了。
Because you seem so busy.
而且简直太发愁了。
And you are so stressed.
一天到晚跟人在打交道。
Always talking to people.
痛苦。
Painful.
但是你看到了一面。
And yet, you only see one side.
但是为什么这样的人他还继续要做下去呢？
Why is it that these things continue to be done?
所以我跟牧师讲，我说牧师啊，我看到你这样，我说我看到神在你生命里了。
Sometimes I speak to the pastor. I said, I see God in your life.
因为就这么难，你还不放弃。
Because you have not given up on such a difficult task.
你还不转向。
You have not given up.
你还这样做下去。
You continue to do it.
所以当你看见这一个难处的时候，其实在背后那一个长长的喜乐。你没有看到啊。
But sometimes when you see these troubles, you do not see the joy behind them.
你不经历这样的忧愁，你是无法经历那个喜乐的。
If you don't face these sorrows, you cannot receive those joys.
所以我的心里，我巴不得我们每一个弟兄姊妹经历这样的忧愁。
So it's almost as if I wish that every brother and sister will face this sorrow.
忠心的能够拿起神所托付我们的使命。
And truly receive the mission that God has for us.
在这个经历当中，你才能够体会什么叫做喜乐。
That through these experiences, you can understand what is joy.
你知道什么才叫做从主而来的那个没有任何事情可以阻挡的那样的喜乐。
So that we can know that the joy from God that cannot be stopped by any obstacle.
似乎是贫穷的，却是叫许多人富足的。
Poor yet making many rich.
似乎是一无所有，却是样样都有的。
Having nothing and yet possessing everything.
所以有人也问我，做传道人你们多穷啊。
And so many people ask me how much.
你这点钱根本养活不了家。
You can't even make up for your family.
我跟一个姊妹来分享的时候，我说我原来我想办法做生意、投资、赚钱，我想能够经济上自由。
Once when I spoke to a sister, I was working on investment and businesses so I can be financially free.
但是今天我才真正的体会到什么叫做在经济上的自由。
But today I truly understand what is truly financially free.
你似乎是贫穷的。
When you are almost poor.
但是你一无所缺。
But you have nothing, there's nothing you need.
你所要的不用你担心，神就为你预备好了。
Everything that you need is prepared for you by God.
你似乎没有那么多积蓄，但是你从来没有缺乏过。
Even though you do not have that many things, you never in want.
因为你知道你的积蓄在他那里。
Because you know that God provides everything.
神说 我的一切都是你的。
God says everything I have is yours.
所以这是何等大的祝福啊！
Such a great blessing.
我都巴望着我们每一个弟兄姊妹去经历这样的祝福。
I wish that everyone here can have this blessing.
所以后来保罗说：“哥林多人呐，我向你们口是张开的，我的心是宽大的。”
Later it says here to the Corinthians, "We have spoken freely to you and opened wide our hearts to you."
他说我巴望你们也有这样的宽大的胸怀。他说我说这些像是对自己孩子说的。
I say I wish that you could do the same. I speak to you as if you are my children.
是什么意思呢？就是作为一个传道的人呢、啊，我们对我们的亲爱的弟兄姊妹是没有一点隐晦不谈的。
He's saying that as a pastor to our children, there's nothing that we will hide from you.
我的艰难困苦
，All of my hardships，
我的喜乐平安
，All of my joy，
我们都是可以拿出来跟大家分享的。
Everything we want to share with you，
每一件神所托付我们的道理，不是因为我做不到而隐藏起来不讲。
Every gospel that God has given to us, it's not that we don't want to tell you.
所以我们忠心的，他说我口是张开的，心是宽宏的。
He says that we speak freely and open our hearts to you.
我愿意把我的生命拿出来跟你分享。
I want to share my life with you.
我也希望我们的弟兄姊妹们能够同样用宽大的胸怀来接纳。
And I hope that our brothers and sisters can do the same for us.
他说这像是对自己孩子讲的。
Just like to our children.
所以今天我们来思想神的话。
And so today, while we consider God's words,
第一，如果你今天是一个还没有领受福音恩典的人
，Firstly, if you have not yet received the gospel and God's blessing,
还没有受洗归到基督名下的人
，If you have not been baptized and belong to God,
我希望你在这一个时候就开始思想，开始做决定。
I pray that right now you begin to consider it.
我不愿意再与你为敌了。
I don't want to be your enemy anymore.
我愿意与你和好。
I want to be reconciled to you.
求你让我更加的认识你。
Pray that I can come to know you.
求你能够让我接受这样的恩典。
Pray that I can receive this blessing.
第二，如果你是已经接受神恩典的人。
Secondly, if you're one who has already received this blessing.
让神的恩典在你身上发生功效。
I hope that this blessing can create results.
让神恩典的结果在你身上开始显露出来。
I hope that it can come to fulfill its purpose in your life.
不要躲藏。
Don't hide from it.
勇敢地去承担神所交付你的使命。
But face this mission courageously.
因为这里讲，保罗说，我们是与神同工的。
For it is written that we are to work together with God.
你能不能找到一个比神更好的工作伙伴？
Is there a better co-worker than God?
他愿意与你同工。
He is willing to work with you.
他愿意在工作当中，在你承担使命的过程中来帮助你，来教导你。
He is willing to help you and teach you in your path of life.
让你能够成长。
That you may grow.
为什么拒绝这一个恩典呢？
So don't reject it.
求神来帮助我们。
We pray that God can help us.
我们多么巴望在教会里边能够兴起更多的传道人来。
We pray that in church there can be more preachers.
我要说每一个基督徒你都有这个使命，你要成为传道人。
We pray that every single person who has the mission to become a preacher.
所以不要逃避这一个呼召。
Don't escape from this calling.
求神来帮助我们。
Pray that God can help us.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
感谢你在耶稣基督里所赏赐给我们这样无比伟大的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for the blessing that you've given us through Christ.
主啊，为今天在这里还没有认识你的人向你祈求。
Lord, we pray for everyone who has not yet come to understand you.
祈求你的圣灵在他们心里做工。
We pray that your spirit can work in their hearts.
使他们的心能够被你打开。
That their hearts may be opened to you.
能够认识。
That they may know you.
能够知道你所为他们预备的恩典是何等的重要和宝贵。
And understand how beautiful your blessing is to them.
能够知道你的爱是何等的深厚。
And understand how deep your love is.
就能够降服在你的爱里，能够走上这一条回家的路。
And that they can walk onto this path of reconciliation.
因为天父在依门而望。
For the Lord is hoping for them.
盼望着浪子回家。
So that they can come back to him.
对于我们这些已经受了你恩典的人。
For those of us who have received your blessing.
主啊，帮助我们不要白白的领受了而没有果实出来。
We pray that we don't wastefully receive it and have no results.
愿你自己的旨意能够成就在你儿女的身上。
We pray that your purpose can be fulfilled in our lives.
使我们愿意把我们的生命交托在你的手中。
That everyone will be willing to live out your purpose.
就如保罗弟兄所讲。
Just as our brother Paul wrote,
我深知道我所信的是谁。
I know who I serve.
我也相信他必然保全我所交托他的，直到那日。
And I know that he will fulfill his promise.
就愿你在我们的生命里兴起你美好的工作来。
And so I pray that in our lives you can fulfill your purpose.
愿你的儿女能够遵行你的话，勇敢地来承担你所托付的使命。
That your children will courageously carry out your will.
使你自己的荣耀能够彰显在你的教会当中。
That your glory can be demonstrated in your church.
感谢主听我们这样的祷告。
We thank you, Lord, for listening to our prayers.
是奉主耶稣基督的名。
It's in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.